Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Ted Mone with update number 11 for the week of December 11th, 2006. We have news of the election of officers for the National Association of Surface Finishers. The directors from the AESF Council will be Paul Fisher, Paul Frank, Peter Gallerani, Patrick Gleason, Chuck Reichart, and Jolie Zack. The directors from the MFSA Council will be John Kinney, Anthony Revere, William Sass, and Michael Siegmund. From the NAMF Council, we will have Bob Berger, Rick DeLauder, Tom Gerhardt, James Jones, Ray Lucas, and J. Kelly Mowry. The 18th director will be Mike Kelly, who will automatically serve as the immediate past president of NASF by virtue of his current role as transition board president. Congratulations to our new officers, and seeing as the new organization starts up on January 1st, Happy New Year! Now here's Kate with a list of industry events for the upcoming week.
Thanks, Ted. Here's the calendar of events for the week of December 11th. On December 12th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will be having their monthly meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey, with social hour starting at 6 p.m. Also on December 12th, the Orange County Metropolitan Branch of the AESF will be having their holiday celebration at Jaeger House in Anaheim, California, beginning at 5:30 p.m. The Chicago branch of the AESF will be having a Christmas party at Angelo's in Elmhurst, Illinois, on December 14th. Also on December 14th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will be having Spouses Night at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Grand Rapids branch will also be holding a salt fog and other accelerated corrosion test course with the assistance of Lax Enterprises on December 15th. The course will be held at the Lax Training Center in Kentwood, Michigan. And on December 16th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will be having a Christmas party at Gaylord Opryland in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar located on the finishing.com homepage. Ted, back to you.
If the holiday season in our often cold world finds you sometimes disillusioned and hungering for something inspirational, do yourself the favor of logging on to stjude.org. That's stjude.org. To explain for our younger listeners, there was a desperate young man named Danny Thomas who had a lifelong deep thirst to make his way in the world as an entertainer, but having little success at it and already struggling to support his family when his first child was born. He grew disheartened, knowing he could not go on. He repeatedly beseeched St. Jude, who Catholics like himself consider the patron saint of hopeless causes, to tell him what he should do with his life. In the course of these prayers, he promised to build a shrine to St. Jude if he would show him the way. Danny soon achieved fame, becoming the host of a weekly family-oriented situation comedy in the early days of television called Make Room for Daddy. Depending on your own beliefs, Thomas's success may have been due to talent, luck, or grit, but he did not forget his promise, and the shrine he built was one of the most glorious in all of history, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the world's principal weapon in the war on childhood cancer. With a mission statement that, "We never stop looking for cures for any child, ever," and a pledge that no child would ever be turned away based on inability to pay, St. Jude leads the world in breakthroughs, and it is rated the number one place to work in all of academia because of the incomparable job satisfaction. You can check those feelings of disillusion at the door. Now back to Kate.
Hi, this is Kate Miner. Joining us today is Mickey Fortune, Senior Director of RadTech, to discuss UVEV West 2007, taking place March 6th and 7th in Los Angeles, California. Hi, Mickey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So tell us about this UVEV West 2007.
UVEV West 2007 is the industry event for 2007 for the UV, which stands for ultraviolet, and EB, which stands for electron beam curing technology. UV and EB is a manufacturing technology that helps you dry or cure coatings, inks, adhesives, and composite resins much faster than traditional methods. And this conference and tabletop exhibition will showcase the latest information and products available for UV and EB curing.
Okay, so then there is going to be a tabletop exhibition.
Absolutely. We will have about 40 to 70 tabletop exhibitors, all representing the latest and the greatest cutting-edge products available, including coatings, inks, adhesives, finishing equipment and services for UV and EB technology.
And do you have any specific technical sessions lined up yet?
We do. We have 2 days of technical sessions. The first day is an all-encompassing day that gives you a general intro and then some advanced information about UV and EB as it applies on a macro scale to all industries, but the information is still very relevant to metal finishing. The second day is where we delve into more targeted sessions. We have sessions on aerospace and defense, UV inkjet composites, wood finishing, and then our industrial finishing, which encompasses our metal topics.
And since most of our listeners are in the metal finishing industry, what makes this conference compelling to them?
Well, a lot of metal finishing companies here in the United States, and especially on the West Coast, are dealing with shrinking margins, the need for increased production time, and regulatory compliance issues. And at this conference, we'll be discussing just how UV and EB technology helps satisfy all those objectives. On day one, the overview day, we'll be talking about regulatory issues on the West Coast and also in the rest of North America and how UV and EB help satisfy air regulations as well as any kind of climate control issues that there are, which applies directly to a lot of metal finishers. We're also going to be talking about just how the technology works, which will give metal finishers a good understanding and a baseline of knowledge. On day two, we delve much deeper into the need for UV technology within metal finishing. We talk about an economic value statement for the technology, which really talks about how the technology will help you save money and increase your efficiencies. We talk about chrome replacement on metal substrates using UV. Chrome, as I'm sure you guys talk about all the time, is a big issue in metal finishing, and we're going to talk about how you can replace chrome using UV technology. We also talk about using UV coatings for exterior outdoor applications and just how durable the coatings are. In addition, we'll also be talking about qualifying, defining, and implementing a successful UV project. You know, we're going to walk you through the whole steps of adopting the technology and taking it on, as well as the use of cured pigmented coatings for metal applications. In the past, UV coatings have been limited to clear coats, and now there have been a lot of new pigmented coatings that have been developed, and they're very exciting. So all of this information will really help a metal finisher implement a new exciting technology that will help them increase their efficiencies, become more compliant with regulatory agencies, and also save and make more money.
Wow, it sounds like it's a really good event for metal finishers to attend.
We hope so.
Yeah. Now, who is sponsoring this event?
RadTech International North America. RadTech is the trade association for UV and EB technology and represents basically the whole supply chain, anywhere from the people who sell the raw materials to the coatings manufacturers all the way through to the companies that use the coatings.
And why was Los Angeles chosen for the site of the UV EB West 2007?
Well, we'd like to say it's because I like March in LA as opposed to in Washington, D.C., but the real reason was that there's a huge need for this kind of technology on the West Coast due to a lot of regulatory and air regulatory situations. More so than that, we produce a trade show and conference every 2 years, and it's usually centered on the East Coast or in the Midwest, and we found that a lot of our West Coast members were not attending, so we wanted to bring the education to them. So we found that in doing our first one in 2005, there was this overwhelming need for this information on the West Coast, so we've continued with it, and it's proved to be pretty successful.
Now, besides the nice weather in Los Angeles, what else is there to do there?
Well, hopefully people don't want to do things indoors other than go to our conference.
Because, right.
That's a main benefit to being there this time of year. But when I'm in L.A., I like to either go to the beach and being close to the airport. People may not know this, but it's actually 10 minutes from three great beaches. You have Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach, and Hermosa Beach, as well as Santa Monica, Venice Beach, if you like the sun. If you don't like the sun, you can do Hollywood tours. I mean, there's just all kinds of activities to do.
And do you have any lodging recommendations?
We do. The hotel that we are holding the conference at is the Sheraton Gateway Hotel at LAX, and we would hope that people would stay there. All you have to do is walk down from your room to the meeting, and it's very convenient to the conference. And we also have a block of hotel rooms there and have a great special rate, and we have that all available online.
Okay, and how can people contact you for more information and to make reservations?
Sure. They can either log on to the website for the event, which is www.uvebwest.com, or they can always call me at 240-497-1243.
Okay, great, Mickey. Well, thanks for taking the time to tell us about UVEB West 2007. I'm going to let you close with a reminder for the listeners about the dates.
Sure. UVEB West 2007 will take place on March 6th and 7th at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel at LAX in Los Angeles, California. And I hope to see everyone there, and I thank you so much for the opportunity to come talk about the event.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Kate. If any listeners would like to promote their own event on this podcast or just tell us about what's going on in your corner of the world, you can send an audio clip to mooney@finishing.com, or you can call us at 732-477-1447, and we'll arrange an audio interview with you. Tune in next week for the next edition of the Industry Update Podcast, and as usual, thanks for listening.